From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Germany is mourning the killings of at least 12 people and the wounding of dozens more when a truck driver plowed into an open market crowded with Christmas shoppers. Swatisa Hoke has more.
Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate was illuminated in the colors of the German national flag and the colors of the City of Berlin flag Tuesday night. Victims were honored with a memorial service and a candlelight vigil at the site of the crash. U.S. officials and others have expressed condolences to Germany and are calling for adequate security measures in their own countries during the holiday season. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones has our report from Ankara.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Based on what the gunman allegedly shouted, Karlov was shot and killed in an apparent protest to Russia's involvement in Syria. And Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the government's plan to relocate a U.S. Marine base on Okinawa, dealing a blow to opponents who want the base off the island. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Investigators in Mexico are working to determine the cause of that deadly explosion at a fireworks market. Tuesday's blast killed 29 people and wounded dozens more at a market near Mexico City, packed with shoppers buying fireworks for traditional Christmas and New Year's parties. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours until the explosion died down, or the explosions rather, so they could approach the site to look for victims. The blast also damaged several nearby buildings and vehicles. Russian and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo, Syria, should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hezbollah threatened Tuesday to attack the last rebel-held area of Aleppo and said Syrian forces have issued their final call for people to leave an area in the city's eastern districts that remain under the control of opposition troops. The foreign ministers drafted a proposal that Russia said amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the war. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting bipartisan calls for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election. Speaking on Kentucky Public TV in his home state, McConnell said procedures are in place to follow up on U.S. intelligence that Russia meddled in the election on behalf of Donald Trump.
There's no question the Russians were messing around our election. It's a matter of genuine concern, and it needs to be investigated. And in the Senate, we're going to investigate that in what we call the regular order. We already have a committee established to do this. We don't need to set up a special committee to do what we already have the ability to do. But it is a serious matter, and it will be investigated.
For his part, Trump has publicly rejected intelligence Russia was involved in hacking that may have influenced the presidential election. President Barack Obama on Tuesday permanently banned new oil and gas drilling in large sections of the Arctic and Atlantic oceans. The president's order made in conjunction with a similar action taken by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau affects 46.5 million hectares of the Arctic off Alaska and 1.5 million hectares off the Atlantic from New England to the Chesapeake Bay. President-elect Trump has not yet publicly reacted to Mr. Obama's action. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.